almost no one raises the real issue of tax avoidance, right? And of the rich just not paying their fair share. I mean, it feels like I'm at a firefighters conference and no one's allowed to speak about water.
Today we walk into this house with an iconic South African plant, the aloe ferox. We must take the bitter with the sweet.
It is a matter that is under consideration. And all I would say is that watch this space.
Welcome to this week's episode of the SA Money Report. This financial podcast is brought to you by Fin24 and hosted by Deputy Editor Ahmed Arif.
You know, the title of this podcast is SA Money Report. And given that we focus on business, it's rare that we actually talk about money. It's mostly money in the abstract. This week we're talking about your money, my money, a lot of people's money, and how the new proposals to the country's retirement system affects how you can access or not access some of that money. Our guide through this maze of the new retirement fund proposals is Fin24's financial services reporter, Londiwe Buthelezi. Hi, Londiwe.
Good afternoon, Ahmed.
Londiwe, there's been rumblings about this for some time. Can you give us a rundown over what the two-pot system is and what's the whole rationale behind it?
So the two-pot retirement system really came as a response, government's response, to having seen people suffering during COVID-19 and how, you know, having access to some of their retirement money could have alleviated some of those struggles, financial struggles people had. During that time, there was a lot of noise from the trade unions and just the general public about maybe we should be changing our laws to allow people to access some of their money. In any case, it is a system that will see everyone who's a member of a retirement fund, whether it is a provident fund, a pension fund, retirement annuity, saving, they take their savings and divide them into two. So it's two pots. One pot will house a third of what you save each month. The other will house two-thirds of the money you save each month. So if you're saving, for instance, 1,000 rand a month, that means 333 rands of that will be going towards your saving pot. Your saving pot is going to house a third of it. And 666 will go towards your retirement pot. The reason for that is so that you can access your savings pot once a year if you really need money.
So you kind of hinted at this, Londiwe. When is this kind of expected to kick in?
So it is expected to kick in the next fiscal year. So our fiscal year or tax year ends on 28 February. So this one will end, our current year will end on 28 February 2023. And then the new fiscal year or new tax year will start on 1 March 2023. And this is when the government envisaged that these changes will come into effect. But obviously, Ahmed, you know, it is still proposed amendments. This is still out for public comment. Right now, this is the envisaged date that it will come into effect. And, you know, the industry is hopeful and actually happy that it will come into effect in 2023, because initially, most people thought it was going to be something that might only take place around 2024 or even 2025. So we're hopeful that it will, or the industry is hopeful and Treasury is hopeful that it will come into effect on 1 March 2023. But like I said, it's still out for comment. Some things may still change.
So, Londiwe, how much are you allowed to take out once a year from the savings pot? Can I take out all of my savings? And then what's the tax implications? How is the taxman going to get me?
So, you are allowed to take out a minimum of 2,000 rands a year, once a year. There's no maximum. So, for instance, if you have saved 50 grams on your savings pot, if you're really a good saver, you can take that all that money out if you have a need for it. But the tax, it will be treated as income tax. So you will be taxed according to this is the income that you've earned this year. Initially, we thought it was going to be a portion of the income that you, of retirement savings that you've accessed, and then will be taxed. Because right now, if you take out money, whether it's because you have resigned or you retrenched, that money is treated as money that you've accessed before retirement, and it affects how much you'll be able to take out without tax at retirement. But this time around, this money is actually going to affect your income tax. So if, for instance, this month you take out 10 grand from your savings pot, so that will push your monthly tax for that month up. So you might fall into a higher income bracket for that particular month.
Anyway, let's say I've got 10,000 rand in this savings pot, and I withdraw about 4,000 rand for the year. The remaining 6,000 rand that's in the savings pot, does that just hang around there, or does it go into my retirement pot? What happens to it?
That money will stay in your savings pot. You can access it in later years or the following year if you have a need for it. But if you like, you can transfer it to your retirement pot. But if you do so, you can never transfer it back to your savings pot. So it's really up to you, but just be aware that any savings you transfer to the retirement pot is not reversible.
Now, let's say I've got some money accumulated before this new system is implemented next year, hopefully. What happens to all the money that I've been accumulating throughout my working career? Can I withdraw that as well?
Unfortunately, you cannot now access all or some of the money that you have been saving all these years up to February 2022. But that money is going to go into a vested pot. This is a pot that we didn't know about, which is why this thing has been called a two-pot system. But actually now it's becoming a three-pot, because you're going to have a vested pot. Any money you've saved up to February 28, 2023, vested pot. And if you are retrenched or you change jobs, you can actually still take that money, all of it, if you have any, if you want to cash out. Although, you know, most of the time we advise not to do so, unless you are retrenched, of course. So it will be treated as we've been treating our retirement savings to this day. Nothing changes there, but you cannot lay your hands on it just because you want to, you know, have a home project to put that money into, unfortunately. Only if you retrenched or if you change jobs, you can have access to it.
So now, let's say I plan that I do want to change jobs. Now I've got three pots that I'm sitting with. Is it as simple as just transferring it to the next fund? So will it just work as a transfer if I do want to move jobs?
Yes, it will work as a transfer. So your vested pot can move to your new employer as a vested pot. You won't mix it with your savings pot or retirement pot also, unless you choose to. If you choose to move it to your retirement pot, you can never take that money out. But you can transfer it to your new employer or your new fund as a vested pot, and it will sit there as a vested pot and still be treated as your retirement savings were treated up until 28 February 2023.
Now, we also just mentioned retrenchment, right? So now I've been retrenched before, and I know the most important thing in my head at the time, especially since I had a kid on the way, was having enough finances for this family that's growing, you know? So with this new two-pot system, what can I access or not access if I happen to be retrenched?
What you can access within the two-pot system, I'm going to talk first about the two pots, the savings and the retirement, is only what you will have at the time on your savings pot. So a third of the money you would have saved from 1 March 2023 to whatever time that, you know, that unfortunate incident may happen. You can still, according to the amendments, you cannot access the retirement pot. And when I spoke to players in the industry about this, they actually pointed out that This is one point that still need to be discussed. You know, they called it a blind spot in the amendments, because the whole point of coming up with the two-pot system was that this money has to be there for you when you need it the most. Obviously, when you're retrenched, you do need that money the most. So we might still see some changes. When I spoke to, remember, Alexander Forbes said it was one of the things that they're going to include when they submit their comments to National Treasury, that, you know, there's something that needs to be done about the accessibility of the retirement pot when you are retrenched. We don't know how eventually that will look like or whether it will happen. And then now, moving to your old pot, the vested pot, that money, if you are retrenched, you can still take it all. Whatever you have saved up to 28 February 2023, if you retrench, you can have access to all that money.
Lastly, Londiwe, let's get a bit high-minded and philosophical for a second. Right? Do you think the system can alleviate some of the financial burdens that people face? Or do you think it's going to kind of create this culture of people withdrawing all of their savings every year?
I think, you know, there is a risk that there will be some unintended consequences. I actually asked some of the industry players about what is the possibility of people treating this as, you know, their annual stockpile savings account. And to be honest, everyone feels like you cannot stop that from happening, because as things stand, if a person has saved at least 2,000 rands in the savings pot, by the time they want to take out the money, they can do so. Nothing stops them. They don't have to advance any reasons for doing so. So you never know whether the person is accessing money sitting in the savings pot because they're legitimately have financial troubles, or because it's just there to be accessed. So there is that. But I mean, if you look at why there are amendments in the first place, people have been in financial strain and not, you know, with savings, with retirement savings sitting somewhere, and people losing their homes, losing their assets, and still not able to take out that money. Some people resorted to resigning from jobs that they still needed just because they were in financial trouble and knew that I have money sitting somewhere in my retirement savings. And what is the point of me having money I can access at 65 if this hunger that I'm in right now, me not having a home right now, and I am 35 or 40, when will I get to 60? To be able to access that money. So I think it will address some of those issues where people really had financial troubles and ended up taking out their money. And they will take all of it, obviously, when they resign. At least with the two-pot system, if people have legitimate financial troubles, they can access the savings part of it and still have the security of the retirement pot that, you know, when they actually retire, they'll still have something. So I think it's trying really to balance those two issues, the short-term need for alleviating financial strain and the long-term need of having something saved for your golden age. But really, we don't know to what extent it can be open to abuse. We just, you know, we just have to hope that people, you know, will be reasonable enough to not abuse the savings pot.
Thank you for your time, Londi.
Thank you, Ahmed.
This brings our show to an end. The music in this episode is courtesy of Getty Images and Epidemic Sound. This week's installment was produced with the help of the brilliant Kayleen Morgan. Thank you for listening.